This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran's new hardline president-elect Ebrahim Raisi said Monday he would not negotiate over limiting Tehran's ballistic missile program or its support for regional militia proxy forces. In addition, Raisi told reporters in Tehran that he will not meet with U.S. President Joe Biden as the United States attempts to rejoin the 2015 international pact to restrain Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. As the United States and five other international powers negotiate new terms of a nuclear pact with Tehran, Raisi said any discussions about its ballistic missile program and its support of regional militias were, quote, non-negotiable. At a news conference Monday, Raisi was questioned about his involvement in a 1988 mass execution of about 5,000 people. In response, he called himself a defender of human rights. Because of the killings, the United States has had sanctions against him for three decades. The ultra-conservative Shiite cleric won last week's election and is set to become Iran's president in about 6 weeks. The White House has laid out its plans for sharing 55 million COVID-19 vaccine doses abroad. Most of the allegations are going to countries in Latin America, the Caribbean, Asia, and Africa. The Biden administration said Monday that most of the doses will be shared through the COVAX International Vaccine Sharing Program. The White House has committed to sharing 80 million U.S.-made vaccines with countries around the world. The Associated Press reported Monday the administration is likely to fall short of its pledge to share the vaccines by the end of June because of regulatory hurdles and other problems. More on this and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The United States, the European Union, Britain, and Canada have joined forces to impose sanctions on several officials in Belarus. The sanctions are a response to the forced diversion of a Ryanair flight over Minsk last month. They also targeted a number of officials and organizations over last year's contested presidential elections and the security crackdown that followed. The European Union has increased sanctions since President Alexander Lukashenko won a sixth term last August. The EU says the elections were fraudulent. On Monday, it imposed against asset freezes and travel bans on 78 Belarus officials and eight organizations. EU foreign ministers also worked on a raft of sanctions aimed at Belarus's economy. The bloc's leaders could endorse those on Thursday. Organizers of the Tokyo Olympics have decided to allow a limited number of spectators into venues holding Olympic events. The announcement comes just days after health experts told the government that banning all spectators was the least risky option for holding the games in the shadow of the coronavirus pandemic. Japan has recently loosened restrictions on people's movements and personal protective equipment meant to guard against catching the coronavirus. But Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga told reporters Monday that he would not rule out barring all spectators from attending the Olympics if the situation takes a turn for the worse. The Tokyo Olympics are set to take place after a one-year postponement due to the pandemic. Taiwan has welcomed the arrival of about 2.5 million doses of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine from the United States. China has expressed displeasure with that delivery. The doses, which landed outside of the capital Taipei on Sunday after a one-day flight, more than tripled an initial pledge made by the Biden administration to the self-governing island. A spokesperson for China's foreign ministry urged the United States to avoid what it called political manipulation in the name of vaccine assistance and stops interfering in China's domestic affairs. China claims the self-governed island as a part of its territory and has offered Taiwan access to its domestically produced vaccines. Taipei has refused. After a deadly second wave spurred changes in India's vaccine policy, the country announced it had given 7.5 million coronavirus vaccine doses on Monday. That's a new single-day record for inoculations. Once again, more on this story and all the stories we're covering, as well as the most up-to-date coronavirus news, is available at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download to your mobile device. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.